is this mom out of line, over the line, or is this mom completely trying to keep her daughter in line? This happened when this mom in Texas found out that her teenage daughter was misbehaving on Facebook. She was using a profile with a fake name to make trouble. So the mother forced the daughter to make a video on Facebook with the mom and the daughter in it. Here's the story. It comes from KLTV in Texas.
12-year-old Letitia was punished from social media after her mom caught her talking to a young man and plotting a fight on Facebook using a fake profile.
Whoa. So mom decided to teach her daughter a lesson, a hard lesson. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm. Tell them that you can't be on Facebook.
I can't be on Facebook.
I can't.
This is the mother with the daughter on a Facebook video, and the mother is saying to the daughter, tell your friends why you can't be on Facebook. And mom's just getting warmed up here.
I have a boyfriend.
Okay, I have a boyfriend.
I'm reading my Bible. Get your Bible, show them that you read your Bible.
Keeping it real. That's
okay, so she's telling the daughter, tell everyone that you can't have a boyfriend. And where's your Bible? Go get your Bible. Okay, this is a mother who loves her daughter, who is trying to make it clear on Facebook to her friends that things are about to change.
That's what I'm saying. That was part of the video Letitia's mom, Lorraine, posted on Facebook so that all of Letitia's friends could see her get scolded for disobeying the rules. That video, of course, viral on the web. More than 500,000 people have seen it.
Thousands are praising Lorraine, that's mama, for her disciplining tactics, but some were shocked at this comment.
The next time that she's on Facebook and I catch her on Facebook, I'm beating the hell out of her.
Sometimes all right.
You just gotta go there, mama.
All right, sometimes, well, despite that criticism, mom says she won't let up on her daughter, calling it tough love and a cruel world.
Okay. Did mom step over a line here? 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. Outside King County, 1-888-312-5757. Again, this is the Texas mom who, when she found out what her daughter was doing on Facebook, making up fake profiles, trying to organize fights, she appears with her daughter and says, you tell your friends why you can't do Facebook. You tell your friends why you can't have a boyfriend. You tell your friends that you're reading your Bible. Where's your Bible? And then she says on there, and if I catch her on Facebook when she's not supposed to be on Facebook, I'll beat the hell out of her. Was mom over the line or keeping her daughter in line? What say you, Senior Chief Executive Producer Philip J. Vandervoort III?
I appreciate her. I mean, the difficulty of trying to guide and supervise your teenager in the world of social media is...
She's not even a teenager. She's 12.
Okay.
She's doing this stuff at age 12.
There you go. That's a complex problem I can't even wrap my head around. But, she's kind of given the kid a dose of her own medicine. I'm going to take your problems and I'm going to air it on social media where you want to, I guess, operate with a fake identity. The fake identity is the strangest part. But I guess that is part of the Facebook
policy. Sure, that's policy. Part of that whole world.
Yeah. That you've got to have an email address and this and that to be able to register. And I thought that there were age verification things that they asked you to get.
Yeah,
through,
they work real well.
Obviously, yeah. They're easy to circumvent. And then, I think the news report there from the Texas TV station kind of singles out the mom's comment at the end about, I'm going to beat you if you...
If I catch you.
If I catch you back on social media again. And that reminded me of this,
without permission,
the stand-up comic Bernie Mac. And he was a great actor. He passed away almost 10 years ago now. But he had part of his stand-up routine where he talked about parenting and that sarcastic, tongue-in-cheek kind of, if you misbehave, I'm going to beat you. And I kind of get the sense that that's exactly what the mom was trying to convey there at the end. I don't think she actually intends to physically put hands on her child that way.
Well, I don't know, and even if she did, does that sound like that's the kind of discipline, physical discipline, that would result from, you know, anger, or because, you know, the mom was drunk, or is it because the mom loves her daughter and she doesn't like the direction she's going in?
Yeah, and she also singled out the reminder to the child that, hey, you know, make sure you're reading your Bible and studying your Bible and using the
and you know no boyfriend
from the Bible to behave properly. Yeah.
So I think I like this mom.
Yeah.
And yeah, what she did is unorthodox, embarrassing your kid on Facebook when you caught her abusing Facebook. But you know what? This is a mom who's making it clear to the outside world, this is my daughter. And my daughter is not going to go down this road. And I'm going to protect her. Now, does Brittany have any particular opinions about this?
I don't know. I there's something about public shaming that I'm not quite sure about. I think I read that she was the daughter was being accused of bullying. Is that what it
the
was?
The daughter was accused of bullying and tried to set up a fight on Facebook using a fake account. The mother finds out what is going on there, and she makes her daughter turn on the video cam on Facebook,
right.
And she appears on Facebook publicly scolding her daughter.
So would one maybe argue that the mom is, in a way, bullying her daughter?
That is what some people will say. I don't agree with it. I think the mother's being the mother. I think mother's being a parent. I think the mother is making it, drawing real clear boundaries and making sure that everyone in Letitia's orbit knows what those boundaries are.
And, yeah, I think that's just kind of, it's almost like, you know, when I got in trouble when I was younger and I had to cancel my big birthday party, and there wasn't social media really then. So, you know, I had to call every single one of my friends and say, my party's canceled. I got in trouble. You know, this is kind of that their parents' ways maybe to find, you know, the kids can be like, oh, OK.
And there will be progressive, you know, child rearing, quote, experts, air quotes. Who would say, well, you see, humiliating you like that was not appropriate. That forcing Brittany to do this was not necessary. And that it might even engender resentment and cause more problems. And I don't think this mom really cares what progressive child rearing experts have to say.
Agreed. I agree with that.
All right. Let us get to the phone calls here. Joey in Seattle, what say you? Go ahead. Oh, Joey, hold on a sec. Joey, hold on a sec. I don't want to cut your call short. So I tell you, let me get in this quick homage to capitalism and then we'll take your call first. Again, we're talking about this mom in Texas who took to Facebook with her daughter, publicly scolding her. So no more Facebook, no more boyfriends, get out your Bible, and I better not catch you back on Facebook. You get a whomping if I do. 206-421-5757 outside King County, 1-888-312-5757.
Faith, family, flag, and freedom. That is all. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Tell them that you can't be on Facebook.
I can't be on Facebook.
I can't have a boyfriend.
Can't have a boyfriend.
I'm reading my Bible. Get your Bible. Show them that you read your Bible.
That is the Texas mom dishing out a little tough love after finding out about her 12-year-old daughter who had a secret account on Facebook where she was caught trying to set up a fight. She was accused of bullying another girl, and mom, old-fashioned Christian mom, wasn't going to hear it. And so that's what she did. She forced her daughter to turn on the video cam, and she set that video around all her friends, and now the world is seeing it. Well over 500,000 people. What do you think about this, mom? Let's get to your phone calls now. Joey, we will start with you in Seattle. Hello, how are you? Good morning.
Hey, good, John. How are you?
All right.
Hey, I think this is an easy one. If you remember a year ago, that they said that mom didn't do anything, and she knew about that girl down in the South somewhere that was bullying a girl on Facebook, and the girl ended up committing suicide.
Oh, yeah, who jumped off the...
water tower.
Water tower, yeah.
And everybody just scolded her and ripped her through, and, you know, this mom's taking the front step of taking care of it. I think it's an easy one. She did the right thing.
I do, too. I always look at, and I thank you very much, what's motivating this mother? Is because the mother was embarrassed because the kids bothered getting in her space because, you know, the mother herself has a challenged character. Maybe she's a drunk or something. No, none of those things. None of those things. This is a mom who loves her daughter, who's making it real clear who's the boss and making it real clear this kind of stuff ain't going to happen. Let's go to Johnny calling from Yelm. Hello there, Johnny.
Hey,
by the way, is Yelm in Thurston County?
Correct. Okay. Due east of Olympia.
I know it's east of Olympia. I just didn't know if it was still in the county. All right, go for it.
I like the way she handled it. I don't believe this mom necessarily did anything wrong. And I'd called previously. Remember, there was a girl, I don't remember what she did, but she was basically being punished by holding a sandwich shop on a road, or a sandwich board sign on a road, you know, to basically do the same thing and embarrass her. And
That happened in Oregon.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I disagree with Brittany. I think shame is an excellent punishment. However, when you're dealing with children, I think it's a very touchy subject. I'm all about bringing back the stockades and, you know, putting violent offenders in the stockades to be, you know, abused as they have abused. But that was kind of a joke. But anyway,
I understand. There is a role, and you ask. Actually, you're raising a real serious question about crime and punishment. There is a role for public embarrassment, especially if there's a lot of bravado on the part of the criminal, you know, kind of take them down a few pegs. I'll give you a perfect example of what I think is just a wonderful punishment. When you catch these kids tagging with graffiti public buildings, forcing them to wear, you know, prison orange and clean up their graffiti, or to clean up other people's graffiti. Now, somebody said, well, that's publicly embarrassing them. No, it shows every other kid what happens when you're caught doing that. I think that's absolutely appropriate. Or that you force them to pick up trash along the highway. Why not? This is what happens when you're caught breaking the law. And, you know, we don't have that ethic, but we ought to. Let's go to Grant in Olympia. Grant, I'm going to have you be the last caller on this. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think this is the thing where she just got real close to the line. And in fact, almost scaringly close to the line. Never stepped over it. And her last remark showed that. And that could have easily gone across the line with what she was doing. But, hey, if it works, that's the best part about it.
Yeah, no, I let me acknowledge that I'm defending the mother, too. Do I think she was getting close to the line? Yeah, I think she was. And if she was, like, whomping the kid on video, I think she would have crossed the line. But
her last remark on it is what really got my attention. And that remark was needed. And that's where she got so close to the line, it was scary.
Yeah, but I understand, you know, the mother backing up what she said to her daughter. And I mean, when she's 12 years old, when the girl's 12 years old, and she's setting up fights using fake ID on Facebook, I mean, she was seriously headed in a wrong direction. And, you know, I'm glad, and I thank you very much for the call, Grant. I'm glad this mom took the action she did. I mean, this is the action of a mom who loves her child and is willing to do what is necessary to reclaim her child.